selfish one. All right, that wraps it up for me here in the squeaky chair. My name is Sue. Thanks for listening to Something About the Women today. And up next, of course, is Crash Course for the Ravers. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. Have a great day, everyone.
Turn on the light. Don't lap it, it'll be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on like once before. Where people stared and Cobain's eyes and scored. Crash course for the Ravers. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, great at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this thought out saturation. Cursing at the astronaut who stands and stares by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia. The bureau's applied for raging men. With snorting head he gazes to the shore. Once outraged to see the raids no more. Like the video film. She knows she really
91.5 WMFON Medford. It is a crash course for the Reavers Show, and I am Brian Young. How's it going out there? And we have a lot of stuff to get to today. A couple of the girls from Tiger Bomb are going to call in at 2 o'clock to promote their show. They're playing at Once tonight with Smitty, the Gala, and Gene Dante. They'll call in at 2 o'clock. But first up, I'm going to have Greg Walsh from Popgun. And he has some new stuff that he did on his own. Greg Walsh's new Ghosts. Greg Walsh's new project called Greg Walsh's New Ghosts. But let's hear the band that I first knew him from. And we'll talk to him right after this. It's a crash course for the Reavers on MFO.
She's a wish flower.
WMFO in Medford. Pop Gun there with Explode. And I have the drummer from that band sitting right here. What's up, Greg Walsh?
Brian, how you doing, buddy?
Good to see you, man.
Thanks for having me in.
No problem. We've had Pop Gun in before.
Couple dozen times, maybe.
Yeah, before we get to your new stuff, anything going on with them? Or?
We're on a little bit of a break. One of our guys had a medical issue. He's back out there playing. He's actually playing tonight.
Jim Melanson?
Jim Melanson with Smitty's band. And I'm pretty sure we'll be getting back to it probably within the next couple of weeks.
Smitty's band at Once and all those other bands I mentioned. And I'll be mentioning it later on to probably a few times during this show, the Once show tonight.
It's a big one.
Yeah. And Greg Walsh's new Ghost. Yes. What's up with this?
Good question. You might remember in, I think it was 2017, when Pop Gun broke up for like 15 minutes.
Yeah, right.
And when it ended, I panicked a little bit. I said, you know, I don't want this to be the end of
your music career.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, when you start getting older, you start thinking about that stuff. This might be it. So I immediately started writing, and some of these songs are old, some of them are new, and got in touch with David Minihan from Woolly Mammoth Studios, and made some dates, and went in and started recording. And
David's fabulous. Like we were talking outside, my band is recorded over there as well.
He is the best, and it's an incredible experience because he is so well versed in recording that he just guides you through the whole process, and he's so talented himself. And when he gives you input, you take it very seriously.
Right, you listen.
Absolutely.
Yeah, when we recorded with him, we did, I can't remember now, 3 or 4 days with him. After the first day, his input, I went out and got a voice coach before the second one came up. The second date we had of recording with him, I had gone to like 3 voice coach lessons. And right away he went, "You're singing now, brother."
There,
like,
you go.
He was like, you know, he was so happy. I went and like followed his, you know, lead of what to do. And
absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And he actually plays on a couple of tracks on this CD, which is amazing because, you know, we all used to go out to see the Neighborhoods every weekend, and we're just, you know, we're in awe of him.
David Minihan's known for you living under a rock, the Neighborhoods, and the Replacements now, too.
Absolutely. So when you see a guy like that learning chords to one of your songs, you just sort of, wow, you know?
Right.
This is pretty cool.
Is he in the first song?
He is. He actually plays the main guitar in that one.
And it's called Mr. Fix It.
You got it.
Anything you want to say about it before we play it? Or?
This is one of the newer songs, and I was listening to Spotify and Cheap Tricks, Everything Works If You Let It came on, and I said, I wish I wrote that song, so I wrote my own version of it.
Okay. It's Mr. Fix It on MFO. It's Greg Walsh's New Ghost.
Mr. Fix It, you're really alright.
Very nice, Greg.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Fix-It. And who is Mr. Fix-It about anyone? Or?
It's about yourself, you know, that you have the ability to get yourself all right, you know?
Nice. What parts of that did Greg Minahan play?
David Minahan?
Yeah.
He played the lead guitar on that. He did the swirling guitars, kind of Robert Fripp thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he, you know, it was funny. I did the rhythm track and...
So you play a lot of guitars and drums
on
this.
Yeah, I do play rhythm guitar on that song, but it's buried very deep because when David does his stuff, obviously it should be on top.
Mm-hmm.
So, I played on that and my son Dylan played bass and piano. Mm-hmm. And I did the drums and...
And you sang.
Yep, and I sang. And also, Gretchen Shea from the Knockups did right. backing vocals.
Oh, cool.
With her boyfriend, Stephen Murray, from Studio 2, did the kind of John Lennon vocal toward the end there.
Very cool.
I have to thank them for coming in.
Yeah, get some cool people on this thing.
Very cool, yeah.
Track 2, Counting Down to Zero. What's this all about?
It's a song about when I was in a band during my college days, and we were all hanging out all the time. You know, it was like the band was my social life. We all mm-hmm. were together. And there was a big fight one night, and everybody was fighting in the street, and there was all this yelling and all this just terrible things coming out. And it turned out to be the end of the band, and for a lot of people, our end of our friendships. And I just remember thinking to myself, I don't have a friend in the world right now. I don't have I don't have a band. And I put it all in that one basket.
I'll always be your friend,
thank
Greg.
You, sir.
How do you
thank
like
you.
That? You can yeah. always give me a call anytime.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Counting Down to Zero. It's Greg Walsh's new Ghosts on MFO.
The world.
that's coming up next, huh?
That's coming up next, yeah.
How do I stop this crazy thing? CD player going crazy on me over here. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I'm sitting here with Greg Walsh, and we're listening to his new stuff, Greg Walsh's new Ghosts. And one song left, June Gloom.
Yes. That song, the tune for it is really old. I wrote it in high school, actually. And I repurposed it with some new lyrics. And it's basically about when I lived in California for 3 years. I was a teenager. We moved from Massachusetts. And
that must have been fun.
Were you near
the beach?
I was very near the beach, but, you know, I have the Irish tan going, so I couldn't go all the time.
Right. You are the whitest guy I know.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, I think I was too young to appreciate it, you know. And I had some friends there and, you know, started a band and everything. But generally speaking, I was kind of resenting my parents for, you know, taking us out of Newton, Massachusetts and sending us 3,000 miles away. Mm-hmm. So I was a little depressed at the time, you know. So June Gloom. And I found out later, too, that it's actually an expression in San Diego. I guess there's very little sunshine in June for whatever reason. It's hot.
Yeah.
But not much sunshine, so they call it June Gloom.
Uh-huh. So a couple of meanings to that.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear it. It's Greg Walsh's new Ghosts on MFO, June Gloom. WMFO, and yes, June Gloom from Greg Walsh's new Ghosts. Well, great stuff, buddy.
Thank you for having me in.
My pleasure. And so you gonna play this live anywhere? Where is this going?
Definitely no plans, but this is definitely a work in progress. I'm not gonna end it at three songs. So as I record them, I'll just keep putting up on the band page, Bandcamp page. Which went live today. So it's Greg Walsh's new Ghosts. www.bandcamp.com, mm-hmm. and those songs are for sale on there.
A lot of piano in that last
one,
huh?
Yeah. You know, took a little editing to make it sound as good as it did.
But that's you.
That is me, yep. And David plays guitar and bass on that and the keyboard.
Very nice. Well, thanks a lot, Greg. Anything else you want to plug? Or?
No. Just wanted to get this out there, and I appreciate you having me in.
It's Greg Walsh from Greg Walsh's New Ghosts and this band, Pop Gun. We're 91.5 WMFO in Medford, and if you have a request, 855-915-9636. Thanks a lot, Greg.
Thanks, Brian. MFO, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Rosie.
What's up, Rosie?
Well, I'm kind of craving some AC/DC.
I think I could serve you up some AC/DC. Anything in particular you want to hear?
No. I'll leave that up to you. I want at least two songs.
All right. At least two?
Yes, at least two.
How about a couple from the Dirty Deeds album, some Bon Scott?
Right on.
You want to hear Ride On?
That's a sad song.
Okay.
So, I mean, you can play it if you want, but to me, it's a sad song.
I'll do
it. You know, because, you know, bomb. He, you know.
I'll do a couple that they don't play on the radio much.
Okay, right on.
There's going to be some rocking.
All right, WMFO 91.5, Medford.
Thank you, Rosie.
Bye.
Bye. And yes, we are 91.5 WMFO in Medford. And you just heard Pop Gun. That's Greg Walsh's band he plays drums on, if you did not know that. And 2 o'clock, we're going to have Linda Mandolin and Chris Horn call in from Tiger Bomb. And yes, I'll be promoting their show tonight at Going On at Once in Somerville with Smitty. The Gala, Gene Dante, and all that other stuff. And I'm just trying to figure something out on the computer here. It's making me crazy. But I did tell Rosie we'd play some AC/DC, so we'll do that. Hey, do you have a request? 855-915-9636 is the number. We are a crash course for the Ravers.
Yeah. She said she'd never been. Never been touched before. She said she'd never been this far before. She said she'd never liked to be excited. She said she always had had to fight it, and she never won. She said she'd never been, never been bowed before. And I don't think she'll ever bow no more. Fix it good.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it. Again. I gotta say though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
WMFO Medford. A couple from an album that turned 50 today, according to Ricky Trottier. Led Zeppelin 1. Oh, no, 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 no. No, no, no. I'm just submitting this song. Earlier, we had a couple for Rosie, AC/DC. There's going to be some Rockin' and Squealer, both from the Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap album. And then, yes, going back 50 years with the Led Zeppelin 1 with Black Mountainside and Communication Breakdown. This next song was sent to me from Jim Bassnight, who has some new stuff. And this one's called Big Bang. And yes, the top of the hour, 2 o'clock, we're going to have Tiger Bomb call in. Talk to them for a little bit. We'll be playing some requests. And as I know, I've got requests for Lou Reed and Alice Cooper. Don't worry, we'll get some punk stuff in too. And yeah, here's Jim Bassnight, Big Bang on MFO.
too afraid to use the phone. I'm too afraid to put the light on. I'm so afraid I've lost control. I'm suffocating without a word. Crazy with sweat, spittle on my jaw. What's that funny noise? What's that on the floor? Waves of fear, pulsing with death. I curse at my tremors. I jump at my own step. I cringe at my terror. I hate my own smell. I know where I must be. I must be in hell.
I'm down to size.